taken background noise out of our conversation. I just guessed by way of background, what led you to work the signs up?
The reason I came about the signs is I recently purchased a piece of property up in Waupaca County, and Tigerton Lumber Company had some land that used to be public, and they decided to lease it out in 40-acre sections. Well, I thought unless you lived out in this area and or you knew somebody out in this area, you wouldn't be too familiar with what was posted and what wasn't. You'd think that it was still public. And I came up with the signs just because I know that we have signs written in English for our English-speaking hunting patrons, and I know that Wisconsin itself has had some problems in the past years with our monk hunting patrons and the lack of communication and the communication barriers that we have. So I figured that I'd address that problem with a simple sign. The sign says the same thing it says in English as it does in Hmong. There's nothing racist or discriminative about it. And my whole theory is, you know, we pay $30 every 3 months, 3,000 miles, to get our oil changed on an investment of our vehicle, and we invest a lot more money into our property. And why wouldn't we take the time to protect that and make sure that's a safe place too?
Now, you had a certain number of these printed up and had pretty good response.
I got over 350 of them distributed, not sold, but distributed in Waupaca County alone. I am a small business owner, and I just started it out of myself, so I'm trying to get out as far in Wisconsin and the adjoining states as possible, just because I know that the Hmong patrons like the Wisconsin area because it reminds them of where they came from back, you know, in Vietnam, northern and southern Vietnam. And they also hunt. That's part of their background. So I figured I'd just address the problem, you know.
And you had a colleague of yours who is Hmong help you with the translation?
Yeah, I used to work with a gentleman. He was actually a manager at a Jack Richardson Company in Appleton, Wisconsin. And he was a supervisor of the Hmong workers there. He did all the translations at work. You know, you got your work procedures and stuff like that. And he did all the translations there. So I just approached him and asked him if he would be interested in doing some translation for me and trying to help out with the problem that we have with the language barrier in Wisconsin. And he said he'd be more than happy to help me out.
All right, sounds great, Eric. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this morning. Anything else relevant to this you think we need to know?
If you want to let people know, I have a web page. It's Ezotic, Ezotic, huntingsigns.com. And if they have any more questions or anything, there is a 1-800 number they can contact me on. It's the only sign that's ever, only hunting sign that's ever been in the news, and it's also the only hunting sign out there at the present moment with a 4-year warranty on it. The reason I did that is because I figure if I'm going to make a sign, I'm going to make a sign that's going to last. People can put it up, and they don't have to worry about it for 4 years.
Sure. Spell that website for me again.
Ezotic Hunting Signs.